Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Wednesday, 11th of March, and here in Auroville is mostly sunny and 22 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast says nice with sunshine and patchy clouds over the night. Temperatures from low 23 to high 31 with a heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is Veni Gibbous, illuminated on 73. What is Auroville intends to showcase Auroville in a nutshell, giving a peek into its multifarious activities and projects aimed at sustainable existence. From March 1st to April 17, various events will be held as part of the festival across key locations in Chennai. Through its many events, cultural programs, exhibition, workshops, discussion forums and seminars, the festival gives the participants a direct experience of the flavor and essence of Auroville. And from that festival, we got a fresh recording from Ruben of Saturday's concert at Srimuta Venkatsubha Rao Concert Hall at Shinstone Park on Harrington Road in Chennai of our choirs. And here it is, the children's choir with Sia Hum.
This is Sasi in Chennai at the Mukta Venkatasubha Rao Concert Hall for the Auroville Choir Concert. I'm speaking to one of its star members, Divya Luciani. Let's see what she has to say about the upcoming program. She's just about to go on stage. Hello, Divya.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
A bit nervous, but happy to be here.
Excited?
Yes, there's excitement somewhere in there.
Cool. Butterflies in the stomach.
Obviously.
Yeah, and you're going to get up there and give it your best?
I'll try to.
And what is your favorite piece? Do you have a favorite piece that...
One of my favorite pieces is called Northern Lights, and it's inspired by the Aurora Borealis, and it's really beautiful.
And why is this one your particular favorite?
Because it's sort of uplifting.
Cool. Good to talk to you. Hopefully we'll get you to listen to the concert once it's finished, and you can see whether it really was uplifting as you guys sang it.
Okay.
Yeah? All right.
We'll
cool. See. Have a good one.
Bye.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Sia Hamba is a South African hymn that became popular in North America churches in the 90s. The title means we are marching or we are walking in the Zulu language. It's originating in South Africa and is claimed to be being composed in 1950 by Andreas van Tonder, an elder of Judith Church. But according to some, these claims are unsubstantiated. In the Southern African Music Rights Organization, Sia Hamba is in public domain. Otherwise, the next 2 days we will spend in the spirit of retreat, whereby we will try to find some solution on the request of governing board on our future. The Resident Assembly Service updates us on retreat preparations. Over 280 community members participated and contributed in one way or the other in the preparatory process towards this unique event. A total of 160 have registered for the Oroville retreat on March 12 and 13, and in order to give the Oroville community and participants full access to the collected data and process, the Resident Assembly Service team has prepared a web portal, ras.oroville.org.in/retreat2015. On the main page you will find an infographic explaining the process of the preparation, and each thematic section contains info related to the 5 steps covered: vision, ground realities, challenges, insights, and goals. Under ground realities and challenges, you will find the results of a community survey presented in the form of clouds, and then the goals, milestones, and strategies which emerge during our 1 day thematic session can be found in the goals section of each team. They will be the basis for the collective work on March 12 and 13, where action plans will be worked out to support manifestation of the vision. We are invited to choose goals which we would personally like to support with our energy and skills. The plenary final from Friday, it will be also uploaded on the radio. Otherwise, on Friday 13 at 7 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas, Pavilion of India International Zone, Sarang is having a closing ceremony in the presence of Dr. Karan Singh, Chairman of Oroville Foundation. We will hear exceptional Carnatic vocal by Prince Rama Varma, accompanied by Violin Sri Raji and on Mindrigan Sri Arjun Ganesh. On Saturday 14 at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, we are invited to Hindustani vocal music concert by Sanatapi Bandoyapaya, Bibla Barman on tabla and Lakshmi Sandra on harmonium. On Saturday at Sauchu, Bharat Nivas, between 9:30 to 11 a.m., we are invited to inaugural function of Oroville Tamil Heritage Center, organizing a workshop for creative writers in children's literature in Tamil in collaboration with Sahitya Academy from Delhi, on 14 and 15 of March. It will be guided by a team of experts and authors of short stories, plays, and songs for children. Instead of the regular Oroville annual children's book fair, they dedicated this year's resources to create quality books in Tamil for children. On Sunday 15 at 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan Picture Gallery, Ladislav Brosman will share with us violin recital with the following program: Bach Sonata in G minor for solo, Isaiah Sonata in G minor for solo, and Bach Sonata in D minor for solo violin. On Saturday 14 at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion and Hero present the Kabbalah in the language of the Celsi, and the language of the cells, which is an exceptional documentary filmed during the Congress of the Quantum Physics in Rimi in November 2013. Author is Daniel Sofir and is also author of ABC della Kabbalah. On 14 of March, Saturday at 8 a.m., we are invited to Portus Distribution Center to celebrate with them 9th anniversary on this ongoing experiment and field of action. 14th of March this year will mark also a new beginning, because they are going to start implementing a few changes in their physical structure. They will be inaugurating the recently completed container storage space just behind PTDC on the right of Food Link. This was possible thanks to a generous donation of one member, to whom we are all infinitely grateful. We are all invited to join them in education of these new spaces and new possibilities, as we said on Saturday at 8 a.m. And they will have container open doors and also cakes and tea and more things. And they will be sharing with us a report they have prepared with a few interesting figures about PTDC, membership, contributions, usages, and supplies of various items. And here's the request from...
Thank you, Miriam. Sorry.
And here's the request from Nature Camp team, because this year they would like to create a short film about the nature camp experience. They need help. And if you're interested in shooting footage at any one of the 3 camps this summer, get in touch with them. Or you're interested in simply editing and compiling the footage that they collect, this would be also good. Basically, they're seeking someone with film editing skills who would be inspired to create a short 5-minute film on the beauty of the nature camp. Write to them at naturecamp@orville.org. At Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest, on Friday at 7 p.m., they will screen an evening of short films and special performances, with the first film will be Among Giants, made in 2011, directed by Chris Kresge. The second film would be First Fall, made in 2013 and directed by Ott Danseth and Carlos de Carvalho. At Visitor Center Movie Show, tomorrow at 8 p.m. we can see Foxcatcher, made in 2014. It's a biography drama and was directed by Bennett Millard. On Friday they will screen action-adventure drama Exodus, Gods and Kings, made in 2014 and directed by Ridley Scott. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see documentary Life Itself. On Thursday, tomorrow they will screen poetry drama. Tomorrow they will screen Korean drama poetry made in Korea in 2010 by director Lee Chang-dong. On Saturday we can see international comedy drama My Old Lady, made in UK, France and USA in 2014 by writer and director Israel Horowitz. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we will see comedy Cats and Dogs, made in USA and Australia 2001 by director Lawrence Gutterman. And Nelson Mandela wrote, Poverty is not an accident. Like slavery and apartheid, it is man-made and can be removed by the action of human beings. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.